Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Hello,
everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of The Girls' Bathroom. How are we today?
Welcome back to The Girls' Bathroom, guys.
I'm not going to lie. It's 10 a.m. I've just woken up. I've still got my retainers in.
I've actually been up for a few hours, but wow. Speak for yourself. Just woken up. It's half past 10. Still got the retainers in.
Well,
I've got a load of washing on. I've put the dishwasher on. Done some house chores. Girl. Just that wifey material, you know?
What an amazing housewife you would be.
Yeah, really thriving here.
Honestly, the worst chore is doing the washing. Like, I couldn't, like, the worst thing. Like, I would rather hoover.
I don't mind the hoovering.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I quite like the hoovering. Yeah.
I find that therapeutic.
The washing, I don't get.
I don't get any, like, sometimes you get therapy from it, right?
I get satisfaction from it, actually.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I get therapy from, like, hoovering, just general rearranging.
Yes.
And tidying, like, general tidying.
Mm. But the washing doesn't clothes, hit the spot.
Doesn't give me any sense of achievement.
It gives me a sense of achievement.
Okay. That's interesting.
Mm. Right. Well, you know, because I've emptied my suitcase.
Oh, fuck that.
Like, all those clothes were all in my hallway, and now my hallway's kind of clear, and I'm that feels good. Yeah.
I am yet to empty my suitcase out.
Yeah. Let's save it for another day.
I've got nowhere to fucking put the clothes.
Just leave it in there. Just zip it up and don't think about it.
I think I will just leave it, for once.
I just avoid it. Okay, guys, welcome back.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It's boy talk, bitches. What are we on about today?
What are these fucking boys up to today? Hey?
Who knows? But should we start with question of the week?
Yes. Actually, very fascinating.
One of you guys sent this in for us, and it's a very good question.
Okay, I have the answers right here. So we asked, messaging an ex happy birthday? Of course, or no way, right? And we've got to Sophia. What's your guess?
I feel like most people are gonna say no.
Yeah, pretty much. So we've got 64% no way and 36% saying of course. And we had 2,300 votes for no way.
Wow.
But still, 1,300 votes for of course.
Damn. So, I mean, messaging an ex happy birthday. I don't know how I feel about it.
I think it's totally just how you left off, right? Like, if he cheated on you and he was so toxic or whatever, no, absolutely not. He does not deserve a fucking
happy birthday. Yeah.
No? But, like, if you genuinely left off as friends and maybe you went out, maybe it was like a while ago, this relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and you're fond of each other still, then happy birthday, David.
But you know, then what if you sent him a happy birthday message and then it upset him because he's like, oh, I miss my ex.
Oh, fucking hell.
Then you've ruined his birthday.
Oh, shit. Well, then that's his own fault because you were just being nice. You were just being nice.
I don't know about messaging an ex because it feels, it's a nice thing to do, but then like if they don't respond? And then if they do respond, where do we go from here?
I think you'd be able to judge your own situation. right? Like if he's going to, if that message is appropriate or not. I think if you're clearly on good terms with no ulterior motives, like some people use fucking sending happy birthday as a way to fucking, you know, slide
get
in.
Get back in, yeah.
Get
they
back
do.
In. It's absolutely, you know, as long as you've got, they've got, or you've got no ulterior motives, it's literally just like,
just
happy
an
birthday.
Innocent message. Yeah.
You're just saying happy birthday.
I would appreciate, if I got a message on my birthday from my ex, I think I'd be like, oh, that's kind of sweet.
I think it's lovely. You're on good terms. How nice is that?
Because it's
be mature.
So strange how like when you break up with someone, now it's like, okay, now you're basically a stranger. And it's like, what
scary
the hell?
Now.
Like we used to speak every day and now you're literally like disappeared off the face of the earth. So I think it's kind of nice to have like, happy birthday. Like, I'm aware that it's your birthday.
Like I'm thinking of you today. Happy birthday. You know, it's kind of nice.
If you left on good terms, I think it's sweet.
Yeah. But equally, like, absolutely do not send the happy birthday message. They don't deserve it, you know?
No. If he's a twat, absolutely not.
No. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, right, let's dive into dilemma numero uno. So, for a few months before lockdown, I began seeing a friend of mine. We've been great friends through uni and kind of accidentally got together, but it seemed to work great.
Okay.
At first, it started casual, but we both caught strong feelings pretty quick.
Wow.
Previously, I'd been single for about 8 months after a really long-term relationship. Okay. I was really enjoying my alone time and thought that was what I really needed at this stage in my life. Mm-hmm. I loved the idea of being totally free to travel, work, wherever, with nothing tying
me
down.
Same, sis.
Okay, so she loves being single.
Absolutely, we love it.
However, things with this guy began to move really fast. And even though lockdown made things difficult, we've quickly resumed where we left off and things are going great.
Okay.
I enjoy every minute of being with him and miss him as soon as I say goodbye. I am definitely falling in love and feel like the will you be my girlfriend question is coming in fast.
Right. Fast.
I want to say yes. I want to say yes.
Okay.
I really can't imagine not having him in my life and I really do see a future with him. Great.
Love that.
However, I still know that I want to go traveling for a good few months come spring and also have a potential dream job lined up for a few months overseas.
Okay.
I definitely don't want to give this up as I was denied it all summer due to the pandemic and want to make up for what I missed out on. However, got a lot of howevers in here. I hate, in capitals, long distance relationships.
Right.
And it played a big role in my previous breakup.
Right. Oh, gosh. All right.
My question for you guys is, do I make things official with this guy or break it off because I don't want anything holding me back from my traveling and working dreams? Or do I say yes and just try and make it work?
Yikes. I was going to say like, look, there's no reason, it's not like you were going abroad for 2-3 years. Like you wanted to do like 2 months of travel. Like he can survive on his own for 2 months. I'm sure you
could. It's not that deep.
It's not that crazy. And equally, if you're going to work away for 2 months, again, 2 months is fucking nothing.
It's achievable.
Like I think
it's not unrealistic.
I know you say like long distance is the devil and you can't do it again. I feel like if you truly want to make it work, you absolutely will. Maybe the reason it didn't work out in the past is because it just
because
wasn't meant
wasn't
to be.
It wasn't with the right guy.
It wasn't with the right guy. You both weren't fully in it. But
and you're going to have, there's going to be an end point to this long distance because you know like
you're coming
how
back.
Long you're traveling for.
Yeah.
You know how long this job could potentially be. So you have an end goal.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's like, oh, we live in separate countries. Will we meet again? Like
there
is an end goal, which is quite, which isn't really in the grand scheme of things that far away.
Yeah. I legit feel like just go with it. See how this relationship flows. If he asks you to be your girlfriend, if you want to be his girlfriend, fucking say yeah. As long as you let, you know, as long as there's no surprises for him, make it very clear. Look, I am going to be traveling for 2 months. And
because
I am going to be taking that
do,
job for 2 months. Just as long as there's no surprises.
I don't know if this is unrealistic, but what you could do is be like, Ben, you know, I'm really enjoying what we have here, you know, X, Y,
absolutely.
Z. But can we just press pause?
Yeah, I mean, we could do
like,
that.
Like, does that exist in the real world? I don't know. But I'm like, can we pick this back up at a later date?
But that's probably
unrealistic, because then what if he meets someone and I don't know.
And what if he take... No, he shouldn't take it the wrong... I don't know.
I know. But whatever you do, like, I like the attitude that you're not gonna not travel.
Yeah, absolutely.
To stay with this
like,
boy.
We are
absolutely.
Doing what we once planned. We are gonna
because
travel.
This is your life. Yep. This is your dreams. Yep. Let's not like not, never sacrifice shit for a boy. No. Unless it's your husband.
Unless he's
and you've got six kids.
Yeah, no.
Don't sacrifice anything.
No, we're still gonna travel, we're still gonna work abroad. Look, the thing is, let him know that. Be like, I'm all for
absolutely.
This. I really like you. I'm falling in love with you, David, right?
David.
So I really want to make it work, but I am going on my travels and I am working abroad, you know.
So how does that sit with you?
I'm in it if you're in it. See what he says. Mm-hmm. If he's a bit and ah, and then be like, okay, David, let's just press pause then. But I've got to do what I've got to do.
Let's revisit this, you know,
yeah,
if it's
absolutely.
The right time further down the
if
line
if he's very
future.
Much like, I want to support you. I want you to go out there, do what you've got to do. I'm always here. Mm. Go and live
then
your dreams.
We're here for that attitude, David. We love
then
that attitude.
We absolutely applaud that attitude. We are rounding with applause, everyone.
Thank you, David.
Because that's what we want. We want
that.
Supportive males in our life who are happy for us and want the best for us.
Preach it.
We don't want
Preach
to be
it,
sat
sis.
Around for David's.
No.
We're not.
And we don't want David making us feel guilty
no,
for going
no,
out and achieving
absolutely
our dreams,
not.
Do we?
He's not making us feel guilty because we're doing what we want to do and it's none of your business, really, David.
Sorry, David.
Got to do what we've got to do.
Awesome. Nice and concise. We love that energy. Let's keep
absolutely.
It moving, ladies.
Let's keep that energy up. And now let's move on to topic dilemma number two.
Just putting out fires all over the place today.
Absolutely. Okay, topic, everyone. Hold your breath. I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore.
Oh, this
Hi
is heartbreaking.
Hi from South Africa, girls. Wow.
Wow.
Hi. She says, I've written to you guys a couple of times. It's literally a different dilemma every time. I really need your advice. Oh my God, we are here. Okay. I'm 21 and my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. Okay. We're both at uni, but in different cities, which has had a lot of trials and tribulations. All unis have been closed in my country because of the pandemic. So we're both at home now. Even though we are now in the same city, we hardly see each other and we argue more than usual. Okay. We recently didn't talk for about 2 weeks for absolutely no reason. And he texted me a couple of days ago and
no
apologized.
Reason. We didn't talk for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Wait,
I can't
what? How did that? How did that happen?
Innit?
How did you not talk for 2 weeks
Innit?
And no one said anything?
To your boyfriend, he was like, I'm sorry. I can't help but feel unsatisfied in the relationship.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And suddenly feel like we're not meant to be. We've been through so much the years we've been together and I feel horrible for feeling the way I do.
Mm.
I really think I have the ick. I'm caught between sticking it out and hoping that this sudden feeling will go away or ending things because I love him and I'm just not in love with him anymore. Please help.
I think that's a really sad but big realization.
I think
realizing
it's something...
Like, am I actually in love with you?
Like, do I actually want to spend the rest of my life? Like, do I just want to spend time with you, full stop? Clearly, you didn't want to even speak to each other for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not... Like, when you're with someone, you should be fucking crazy, 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 crazy about them. Like, you should want to spend every single time of the day with them and just, like, really enjoy their conversation and company.
Mm.
Like, that's, like, bottom line, isn't it?
I think it definitely sounds like you're over it.
Yeah.
I think that it sounds like probably what's happened, like, which is very common, over maybe the past few months, you've just very slowly been falling out of love.
You've just outgrown.
And, you know, nothing significant might have happened. There doesn't have to be a huge scandal.
No.
But these
no
things
drama.
Just happen for, like, no certain reason. But you can just fall out of love.
Yeah.
And it's sad because you still love the person. Like, obviously, this is your boyfriend of 4 years. You still have a lot of love for him.
Love and care and respect and whatever.
Yeah, you've gone through a lot together. You've grown. You've gone to uni, etc.
Yeah.
You've shared, you know, Christmases and birthdays and holidays and memories and whatever. But you said you feel unsatisfied. You need to trust Your gut, and trust the words that you have wrote. Like, you've literally said, yeah, I feel unsatisfied. I'm not in love with him anymore. If your boyfriend said to his mates, I'm not in love with her anymore,
oh,
you'd be like, well, stop wasting my time and break up with me.
Because I deserve someone who loves me, and he does too.
You're not doing either of you any favours by staying in this relationship. No. Because if you're not in love with him, it's not fair to keep him in something, which you're not 100%.
Yeah. It's not fair
on you either to stay in something which you're not invested in.
It's the most important moment to just like trust your intuition and your gut and not stick in it. Because you could stick in this relationship for another 4 years. I know you could.
You absolutely could.
Just for the sake of, you know, I love him. It's been so long. We can't throw this away. And that will keep you in it for years, right?
Yeah.
But this is the moment you have to just listen to yourself. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You're going to be sad. You know, you're going to feel really, really sad, and you're going to break his heart, and it's going to be sad. It's going to be so fucking
sad.
Because
you've said, like, you know, you might stick it out. And yeah, you could. Like,
and it'll be fine.
You could stick it out and it would be fine. Yeah. And, you know, you might feel quite good for a couple of months, but then this feeling might creep back in, and then it might go and it might creep back in. It's like, yeah, that's all fine. But then are you just delaying the inevitable at this point?
I think you are.
And then if you say, okay, another year, I'll see how I feel in 6 months.
No.
Are you just wasting another 6 months of your life for the two of you? Like,
because you know deep down it's not right anymore.
It's not going to be forever. So why delay it?
All it takes for you is the courage. I know it's so hard, the courage. Oh my God, to break up with a boyfriend. Jesus Christ.
It takes so much fucking courage. Why does no one talk about this? It takes so much balls courage to break up with a boyfriend. Friend,
especially
when it's not like, you fucking cheated on me, I'm walking out. When there's no actual like specific reason and it's just that you have
when
fallen
the relationship
out of love,
could keep plodding along.
Yeah, it's so hard because he might not see it coming, and that it takes so much courage.
It's because you still care about them and their feelings. That's
and you're worried about, oh, the guilt. Will I regret it? What if I regret it?
But I promise you, trust your gut. Look, just... you know what the answer is. Mm. We believe in you. You've totally got this. You're going to be fine. And in 6 months' time, you're going to look back and think, thank the Lord. I just took the situation by the balls and just
took the plunge, did
what I had to do. And you will thank yourself. You will continually thank yourself so much.
Because this
this
decision is probably weighing on you more than you realize.
Yeah.
And I think when you make the plunge and end it, you will feel relief because it's not until you're out of a relationship that you can see it from that unbiased perspective.
Yeah.
And you can see it for more what it is. And you will look back and think, God, I literally was not in love with you. Like, I literally was not in love with you. Like, it's so much easier to see it when you're not
like,
in it anymore.
I love you as a person.
Of course.
But I'm not in love with you. And
like,
you know
should
that.
Be in love with your...
Yeah.
Like, if you think how you felt in the first, like, year of your relationship, you probably don't feel that way now.
No, that's the thing.
But you can do it.
All right,
then.
You
can do it.
You're totally going to be fine. You're totally going to be fine. Talk to your friends. Just be like, this is the situ. Baby.
Okay, bit more fun now.
Bit more
lighthearted.
Absolutely. Let's pick up the pace.
How do I make a move on Jim Bay?
Ooh.
Fun.
Nothing I find more uncomfortable than like gym fucking interactions.
Sexual tension.
Eye contact in the gym. I couldn't think of anything worse in my life.
This girl says, so I feel like a lot of people will be able to relate to this. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I joined the gym a couple of weeks ago as I'm on a big health kit.
And you've already got fucking
And weed. There's a super cute boy there who is a bit of me.
Ooh.
How on earth do I make my move?
Lord knows.
I've only seen him once. And when I did see him, I clocked him looking at me a few times.
Hey.
So I smiled. But now what?
Right.
Should I just give it some time and see if he makes a move? Or have you got a good little excuse that would allow me to make my move? I know what you need to do.
Fuck. Go on.
I literally know what you need to do. So the next
Drop
time you
your
see
weight
him...
by his foot. Ooh,
no, no.
Silly
No, what
Joking.
You need to do is... Okay, so first of all, what time did you see him and on what day? Because you need to
absolutely.
Show up at that gym.
You need to know
same
his time.
Same day to see him again. And then what you need to do is... you need to go over to him and say if he's on the squat rack, you need to go over. I don't care if he's got headphones on. He will see you coming in that mirror.
God.
I don't care
my
if you've
God.
Got headphones on.
Excuse me.
Go over
anxiety.
And just be like, how many sets have you got left?
Yes, bitch. Boom. Because I'm strong and I want to go so on that machine simple. Right now.
It's so quick. You would say it to anyone else in the gym yeah. If they were on something. You know, if it's a busy gym, if you're going at yeah, a peak time.
Absolutely.
I've had always get people come up to me, how many sets have you got? It's a normal question yeah, that people ask in the gym. Especially if it's busy. So just go over and be like, how many sets have you got left? And then he'll probably be like, oh, I've only got two left. And you can be like, okay, cool.
He'll be like,
I'll hop on it when you're done.
Do you want to, I've had people come up to me before and be like, do you want to hop in, hop out? Like,
oh my God, I've had that as well.
So it's like when you're resting, they hop in. And it's like,
I'm not doing that.
I've had to do it before, yeah, because I was too scared to say no. And then I was stuck in this hop in, hop out thing.
No, oh my God, I'm not doing that.
It was horrendous.
But that is so easy because even if, like, don't get me wrong, he's probably not going to be like, oh, by the way, do you want to go on a date? Like, even if it doesn't lead there, it's just that first communication.
Absolutely.
And then when he hops off, you just give him the nod and be like, thank you, you hop in. Then if you see him around the gym, then you can just start waving, start being like, you're all right, hi. Like, start saying hi when you see him, start building.
Yeah.
I feel like that is how you make a move on the gym guy.
Do you know what I think?
It's like, all about baby steps, this subtle, like, yeah, this, just a little bit of conversation, because then you might catch each other, like, on the way in or on the way
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I think
and then it'd be a bit more...
It's all about just popping up. Like, you just need to be constantly
up.
There. Like, yeah. you don't even have to make the first move. I feel like if he's seen you, like, five times, then he's gonna fucking do that trick on you. Oh, how many sets have you got left? Do you know what I mean?
But it's a good trick to do. Like, we need to be shooting our shots. Harry Jowsey told us that nothing sexier than a girl making the first move.
Absolutely.
So let's run with that, ladies.
Exactly. So look, you've done that initial contact. The next time it's a hello.
Then
it gives him more confidence to then be like, oh, I'm going to spark a conversation, get her name, you know, ask what her Insta is, and then boom.
He'll probably find you on Instagram somehow.
Legit. If he gets your name, then surely.
Yeah, surely.
Surely. Anyway.
I feel like that's how you make a move on Jimbei. Jimbeis are always fun.
Oh my God. But not when they're like staring at you working out. Like, be respectful.
Not when it's creepy.
No.
Like, it's just a hot guy in the gym. It's like, wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'll take a glance.
Absolutely. A few glances.
Okay. Next dilemma. Keep us posted on that. I want to know if you make a move.
Me too. I want to know if you're like going to get married and have babies. Like, it's going to be the start of something new. It feels so right.
Oh, this is really interesting. Online dating dilemmas.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Hey, girls. Love the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Basically, I need your opinion on something.
Hinges.
I met this boy on Hinge. What is Hinge?
Hinge is it's just like Bumble, Tinder. It's just like
Is it like a less fuckboy version of Tinder?
I don't know. There's going to be fuckboys in every app, isn't there?
Yeah. Hinge.
Hinge.
I feel like it's more of a, we're looking for serious relationships.
Wait, should I just Google it?
Yeah, Google it.
Just so we can
gauge the app. What's their messaging?
Hinge. Hinge. Designed to be deleted. Hinge is a dating app for people who want to get off dating apps, and it's working.
Oh.
So this is like for something serious, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I met this boy on Hinge during lockdown and have spoken, all day, every day since. Fucking hell.
Wow. Okay, baby.
And met up 3 times.
Lovely.
Okay. They've all gone well and we get on. Even briefly met his mum. Wow. Oh.
Hello, Judy.
Only thing is, this is so interesting.
Uh-huh.
Only thing is, he is always updating his Hinge profile with new pictures, which leaves me a bit confused.
Right. Okay.
Does he just want to talk to loads of girls? Doesn't want a relationship?
Yeah.
Does he actually want a relationship, but I'm just a time passer until he finds someone he prefers?
Right.
Do I ignore him because of this? As I'm leaving for uni shortly, I don't actually want anything serious with this boy.
Right.
But in general, and for future reference, as I'm sure it's quite common, what does it mean when you're talking to a boy, but he is still updating his dating profile?
Right.
Oh, this is interesting.
Okay, this is it. Right. The thing is, it's like, can you say something? Because you're literally just talking.
No.
Like, you can't say anything.
You can't.
But then also it's like, I want to know what you're up to. But then also, like, it's none of my business.
It's
like,
none of your business.
Like, I shouldn't be, it shouldn't concern me because we're just dating and I could be talking to other people and you can be talking to other people. Like, it's not that deep.
I feel like it would only concern you if you were really into this guy,
yeah,
and he was like the only guy you were speaking to.
Yeah.
I feel like if you had like, you know, six guys on rotation, you wouldn't really care because you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. Well,
but I feel like it would bug you if you were like, what the hell? Like, you're the only guy I'm speaking to. Am I not the only girl you're speaking to?
In it, because you want to be the only girl. Yeah. Especially if you like him, because you say you really like him. You're talking every day. Thing is, I don't know.
We have no right. We have no right. We can't say anything.
No, because we literally can't be like, I mean, you could say it as a joke. You could say it as a joke.
But then like, nice new pics. But then it's like,
Then it's like, why are you checking his Hinge all the time? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you were like exclusive. Like, unless he said to you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If he'd said to you like, baby, you know, I am really falling for you, baby girl. I really want us this to last. Like, I see something, you know, if he was saying all these sweet nothings to you, and then we saw his Hinge being fucking updated, new pics, new sexy pics, whatever, then absolutely be like, just wanted to know, you know, what this is about, David.
David, I don't think we really... You can't be affected by it. We
have to be unbothered by that.
Because there probably is going to come a time where you're talking to a guy on a dating app who is really into you, but you're not that into him. So, of course, you're still going to be updating your profile, new sexy pics.
Yeah,
like,
and you might be talking to new guys. But
Like, if the roles are reversed, you know what I mean? I feel like we have no right to be angry about that.
I mean, the good thing is that you say you're going to uni, you're not too bothered, you don't want anything. So
yeah,
I say
just...
Yeah, you don't
want anything serious anyway. It's chill.
You know, if you were in another position, like you really were falling for him, whatever, then I'd say, you know, it's a different story. But I think just
like,
keep talking to him. Maybe, you know, he's a nice guy. Maybe meet up with him a few times. It's not that deep yet. So don't stress yourself
then,
out.
Like, to be fair, like she has met his mum and he's still updating his profile.
Yeah. I know, but she said in
kind
passing.
Strange.
But she said in passing.
Yeah, passing.
It's like, you've only met her with
I
him
feel
actually
like
three
if
times.
If I met a guy on a dating app and I started dating him, I feel like I wouldn't expect him to stop using that app.
Until we're girlfriend, boyfriend.
Until we're exclusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, because... That's what dating is.
Dating is playing the field.
The dating is to date different people, find out what you like,
to find
what
the
you
one
want.
You
want
to settle.
Like, that's you don't just date one person and then date no one else. Like you date and then you choose the one
and then
who
you
you're
narrow it
with.
Down. Oh, I used to date this guy. Oh, I'm going on this date.
I think it's totally fine. Like obviously,
I think
I know what you mean, because if you were really into this guy and you saw him updating it, you'd be like, it would give you like, it would feel a little sore. Like, I totally get what you mean.
It stings a little.
Yeah. But we've just got to sit back and let the boys do what they do.
And also like...
Because there'll come a time when a guy will be obsessed with you and you'll be updating your profile.
And it's like...
Like, it will come back around.
And if he's not that into you, then good riddance. Like, I want someone who's totally into me. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So good riddance if that's the case.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Baby. How to dump a guy during the talking stage. Oh, this should be a piece of piss. Piece of piss. We do this daily. I'm joking. No, we don't. So basically, I've been talking to a boy who's 26 for a few weeks, and I met him on Tinder.
Okay.
I'm 24, by the way. Okay, so we're gauging the
nice ages.
I've met a few boys on Tinder who I'm at first attracted to, and then I get the ick and want to run. So far, I have just ghosted them, but this is normally after only talking for a week max. That seems to be the amount of time I can make up my mind on them, lol. Yeah, absolutely, gauging.
Yeah, a week.
However, yeah. I've been talking to this guy for around 3 weeks, and it feels too mean to block and ghost. Goodbye. Yeah, it also feels too much to have a conversation with him and say bye.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I'm still trying to figure out if I like him or not. One day I feel like I fancy him so much, and the next I'm repulsed. I have tried a few times to go silent on him, but he seems to lure me back in. I really don't know what to do for the best. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but it feels unfair on him.
Why is this so funny?
And like, I'm going deeper and deeper the more we talk. I feel like an awful person. Help. Oh my God.
Oh, that, do you know what? This is difficult. Like, how do you break something off
without being harsh?
Which is just starting to bloom.
Everything is like, without being like, David, like, I need to sit you down. And he's like, babe, we've been talking for 3 weeks. Like, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Do you know what I feel like? I feel like you need to meet him, if I'm honest. Just go on a fun day.
Have you met this guy?
She's not met him. They've just been talking. Like, why can't you arrange a date, set that date? You don't need to be texting all the fucking time.
She says
he's lowering her back in. She finds him attractive sometimes.
True. But is that just because she's looking for something?
Yeah, because you're bored.
If you really liked a guy, you would not be repulsed one day and fancy him the next.
That's so true. No, but it would be a constant. Some people did not find their husbands attractive when they first saw them.
I take that back. That's very true.
I genuinely feel like, keep it chill, arrange a date, then you don't have to be talking every day like this fucking bullshit texting every day.
Because the thing is,
I'm sorry, boys look so different in their pictures, number one. Right,
boys don't look good.
And number
pictures.
Two, you can't really gauge someone's personality from text,
especially when you've not spoke to them before. Because it's hard to gauge personality.
Unless you've had a call or a FaceTime, how the fuck do you know if you're even attracted to him? I feel like you've got to meet up with this guy, go on one date,
meet up him with as well,
have fun. Dating is about going out there, getting on dates, having bad dates and good dates and fun dates and whatever. Experience
like
all kinds.
Every date you go on doesn't have to be an incredible guy to go on a date. Like, go on a date with someone who you're just like, meh, because it's experience. It's a date. Yeah. It's just like a story to tell. Like,
and
it's
if
just
you go
a date.
Into it with the attitude like, I just want to have fun and have a good time, you will. Like, you will.
Exactly. Like, and then you'd probably be able to gauge, like, okay, do I like him? Do I not?
Are you meant to gauge if you like him or not over text? It's tricky.
Okay, well, let's say she meets him and she's like, no. Okay, how does she then break it off?
Then she sends him a text, David, I had a great time, but I just think we're better off as pals. That is it. That's all it takes.
True.
Right? There's no explanation needed. Like,
because then you've given it a shot.
Yeah, you don't
and
have to.
And you can be like, oh, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Had such a good time.
Yeah. You don't have to justify yourself. You don't know him. You just have to be like,
I
had a great time.
You could keep it short and just be like, look, I'm just not looking for anything right now.
That's all you
have
to say.
I didn't really feel the spark between us.
Literally, a kiss, have a wish you all the best.
Yeah.
That is it. Like,
because ghosting
date.
Someone always leaves them like in the lurch.
Yeah, they're
and then
a bit
they're
sad.
Kind of feeling like, wait, does
especially
is
if
she
liked you?
Yeah, ghosting. I mean, I totally get it, and I think
it's the
when
easiest
you're online
option,
dating,
absolutely.
It's a common thing because you don't know these people. You're just talking to them online. Like, I do get it, but if you close something off officially,
yeah. Then
otherwise,
at least
they
got
might
an answer.
Be creeping, like, because, like you said, like, you've tried to go silent, but he's been creeping back in
because he thinks he's still got the shot in it.
Yeah, that's what ghosting can do sometimes. Like, people will creep back in, like, in a few weeks, in a few months, whatever. So, yeah, if you do a clean break, if you feel like, yeah, this isn't for me,
absolutely. I feel like go on a date and then you will know.
Definitely go
on
a date.
Go and get a few
boys,
drinks.
Like, you need to see their bills.
You
like,
do.
You need to see
to
them
see
in
them.
Person. Boys are so much better in person than on pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Very rare that they look better in pictures than in real life. Very,
very
rare.
Very rare, yeah. Very rare.
Something about that, isn't there?
Interesting. So yeah, I say that's how to dump a guy during a talking stage. Go on a date.
Yeah, me too. It's so chill to just, after the date, be like, had a great time, but it's just not for me. Like, that's... Yeah. So chill, like, don't have to be like, David, I've been thinking about this a lot and...
It's really been on my mind.
And I just don't want to break your heart. And he's like, babe... It's really not that deep.
It's been 3 days.
We've been on one date. Yeah.
keep on moving through the beat. Boy dilemma.
Right, hit us.
So, I have a dilemma. I've liked this family friend for a few years. He's 25, I'm 22. And have always secretly felt like he liked me too.
Ooh, he probably does. Probably does. Your intuition, your gut.
Yeah. However, 3 years ago, he got a girlfriend. So that obviously was the end of that.
Right, okay.
But last month, he broke up with this long-term girlfriend and has now moved back to home near me.
Oh, my God.
And the other night, he slid into my DMs.
Oh, my God. Saying what?
I made it clear if we met up, it would be as friends. I'm a firm believer that what's yours won't pass you by, so I don't feel like I'm missing my chance by being cautious.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, it was just a slide, not a marriage proposal. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
David, I've been waiting for this.
I've been manifesting this.
I've been waiting for you for 3 years, David.
But it just got me thinking, how soon... How soon do you think after a guy breaks up with his girlfriend is too soon?
Right.
He lived with her for 3 years, and from what I hear from his friends and family, it was quite a toxic relationship.
Right.
But obviously, I don't know because I wasn't there. Yep. I personally think a month is too soon, especially for such a long-term relationship. Yep. I'm not interested in being anyone's rebound. I am the main event, please, and thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, I feel like...
I've not finished. Couple
oh,
more
shit.
Lines.
Sorry. Go.
If it were me, I don't think I could even think about dating after a breakup. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I know boys are different to girls. What do you guys think?
Right. I think it's the biggest red flag when a guy has just come out of a relationship and now he's suddenly, like, you know, texting
jumping
you.
Straight Jump, into
jumping,
else.
Yeah. Just, right. I find it as the biggest red flag because, number one, no, I just don't like it. It just makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't like it.
It's just as if like they're looking like
it's just as if they're just trying to move on. Yeah. Especially after a serious relationship, they're clearly not looking for a new girlfriend, right? Like you don't know.
I mean,
like,
he's 25. He like you know. And but then again, the thing is, like you know, they've been together for 3 years. For all you know, he could have checked out of that relationship honestly a year ago.
Yeah.
So,
and for all you know, like you've been on his mind for 4 years. You know,
and now he's finally got his chance.
Do you know
chance.
What I mean? And now he's finally got a chance and he wants to meet up with you.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think generally, let's not read into it too much. I think let's not overanalyze. He's asked you to meet up. You've always liked this guy. Let's meet up. It's harmless. You might meet him and be like, oh God, you're not how I remembered you.
Yeah,
like, goodbye.
Exactly. Like,
or you might have a really good time. And then if things do progress, you can just be like, look, Be like, I'm very aware that you've just got out of a new relationship. Like, do you not want to be single? Like, how are you feeling? Like,
really
you've been in a 3 year relationship. Like, are you like, you know, we're dating, you know, if it gets to this stage, we're dating, obviously this could lead somewhere. How are you feeling about this? And maybe really try and keep being in control of the situation. Do you know what I mean? Like keep things moving at your pace.
Absolutely.
And, oh, it's just a tricky one because you like guy, but.
Look, your guard's up. You know what the situation
is. Because you don't want to be a rebound.
No,
like,
of course not.
You don't want you him. I don't want him to think like, oh yeah, I know she fancies me. This will be easy.
No, me neither. You know? Fuck that shit.
So definitely, you know, sure, meet up. Why not? But really make him work and have to put in the effort and prove himself.
Because the thing is, he could genuinely like, I've liked you for a while and genuinely thinks this is his shot to, you know, make something work between you two. You don't know.
Or he's like, yeah,
or it's the
she
latter.
Fancies me.
But if you literally, it's your way, you are controlling the pace now. You lay out the rules, be very clear with your feelings, honest and open communication.
What do you feel like is the minimum time you would date someone who just got out of a long-term relationship?
Oh my God, honey just jumped on the bed, baby. Hello, baby.
Oh my God.
Hello, darling.
Chintzy's dog's here.
She's scared me to death. Just looking out the window, yeah?
What's the minimum time?
Right.
So say if you were dating a guy, what is the like, and you asked when his last relationship was, what is the minimum time frame that you would allow before you thought red flag?
I'd say 3 months.
Wow, really?
A minimum.
I was going to say like a year.
Oh, fuck. A year, I think a year is a
Maybe
bit
not
harsh.
A year. Yeah,
I think
that's a bit extreme.
6 months is the sweet spot.
6 months, yeah,
because
I agree.
It's half a year, you know.
They're over it.
I agree there's a lot of growth there. They may have had time to, you know, be, have some fun.
Yes.
You know, do what they've got to do, but they've not, clearly they've not jumped to you. Six months is a while.
I feel like 6 months plus, I wouldn't feel like a rebound.
Yes.
But 6 months and less.
Yes.
Especially then it's 1, 2, 3 months, I would feel like, am I a rebound? Yeah.
But then you don't know. You don't know that, it could be totally situational. We could meet someone and they're like, yeah, you know, 4 months ago, you know, I broke up with her. You don't know. But then
as a general rule, I'm thinking 6 months.
As a general rule, me too. Because you're totally checked out. Hopefully you've got no feelings.
Yeah.
You know, there's sufficient time to move
on. They've had some single time. They've had some, you know.
Absolutely.
I feel like
they've
within
found
the 6 months.
A bit.
Within the six, by the sixth month, why can't I speak? By what? The sixth month sixth point, month. They will have had their rebounds.
Absolutely.
The rebounds have been done.
Yeah,
right?
Surely.
The rebounds are happening like the night after. I'm sorry, but they are. Like these boys move quick. So
These boys move disgustingly quick. And it's actually fucking repulsive how quick they fucking move. It's absolutely disgusting.
They waste no time.
Literally 2 days, they waste no time.
It's because they want replacements. They're heartbroken. They want replacements.
They need that validation. They're weird fucking creatures. Whereas as girls, we can go on our own some.
We thrive
on our
own.
And we thrive on our own. We fucking exude fucking happiness and self-content and just love.
Boys don't thrive the same when they're alone. I'm sorry,
no,
guys,
they
but
don't.
You don't.
It takes them a while to realise it.
It really does.
Ew.
Okay, right. Last right. dilemma.
Last one.
Okay, last dilemma. Desperate versus putting myself out there.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, I was listening to your first episode of Single Files. Loved
okay.
it, by the way.
Woo!
Yay!
Single Files.
And Sophia was talking about, oh my God, yes. Sophia was talking about her work colleague being desperate. Poor boy.
Right.
I've been single my whole life and I often get told that I don't put myself out there enough.
Right.
But on the other hand, I don't want to seem desperate.
Right.
I think there's a very fine line between putting yourself
Agreed.
Out there and not being desperate. How do you determine the balance between the
right.
two?
Putting yourself out there, yeah, is about doing it with confidence. And like, when you know your self-worth, when you know who you are, when you know what you deserve, I feel like you exude self-confidence and it's like you're putting yourself out there in a confident, you know, a self-assuring way. Do you know what I mean?
I think there is a difference.
And I
like,
think desperation is like...
Desperation is like, what I would class as desperate is like... Say, you know, okay, let's say me, for example, if I was desperate,
yeah.
I would be like on every single dating app, matching with as many guys as possible, talking to so many guys on nights out, really just looking at every guy being like, oh my God, could he be my husband? Could he be my next boyfriend? Like, is this the one? Is this, like getting into like pointless relationships, like settling for guys that I don't actually fulfill like my needs, don't tick my boxes, just because I'm so desperate to have someone in my life. I don't care about who it is.
I
you know,
think to
what
me,
their traits are, if they tick my box, I just want someone.
Absolutely.
Whereas putting yourself out there is about being confident, shooting your shot, seeing a guy that you like the girl in the gym, and walking over and being like, hey, like making conversation.
Yeah. I
like,
think she's worried about looking desperate when making the first move.
So I like, agree. When so, shooting her shot.
So when you're like thinking, look, that guy is fit over there. He looks like a bit of me. I want to make a move. Like I fancy this guy. And then
but I don't want to seem desperate.
I think that's all in your head. I think that's all in your head.
Me too.
I think it's genuinely all in your head. And yeah, I'd be shitting myself, yeah? If I was like, look, do you know what? I'm just going to go for it, make the first move. Obviously, I don't want to look desperate. But I think if you're confident and sexy and know yourself, know your worth, know what you have to offer this guy.
Also, like, don't go over the top.
Yeah.
Just
keep
be
it cool
super
and
chill.
Cash.
And, you know, don't linger for too long. I think
it's
you would look desperate. You would look desperate if you were... I don't know, like play hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, like go over, shoot your shot, be like, hey, like say whatever you want to say and then be like, okay, well, you know, take my
I'm
number if you want to text me.
Yeah.
I would just say like, look, I'll give you my number. If you want to message me like, you know, I'm going to enjoy my night, have fun, like see you later.
Or
rather
like,
than being like, oh my God,
Insta,
like do you want to?
I'll follow you. That's it. And then, it's, and then you've made the first move. If he like, accept it, then he will reach out, you know?
Yeah, I think it's all in your head about feeling desperate.
Me too. Because like we know boys find it so, so sexy. So we they have do. To they remind it, ourselves that.
Because you've got
that.
Confidence. Like you're putting yourself out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Like, think like this the strong, guy is going to feel.
Woman.
The guy is going to feel so flattered.
Oh my God.
When you walk
it.
Up to him and you're like, hey, he's going to be like, damn, like he's going to feel
absolutely.
So flattered. He's not for one second going to be thinking she's desperate.
No.
It's not
going to
cross his mind. That is all like in your head.
He's going to be literally, he's going to blush. He's going to be like,
oh my
God.
He's
going to
be weak at the knees.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
He's going to be scrambling to get his phone out to give
yeah.
you his number. Like
because
seriously.
Yeah, he really is.
Like you just, we've got to let that go. We've got to let that go and be these confident women who love ourselves and know what we want and let's go after it. We're not desperate.
And even if he did think you were desperate,
fuck
so
off
what?
Then. Yeah.
You're not desperate. So
whatever.
Bye.
We're never going to see him ever again.
Exactly. Oh, we keep moving. We move on to the next. Thank
I think
you,
we
next.
Need to stop worrying about what other people think of us because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. At the end
Preach.
Of the day. Like if
at
we
the
want,
end of the day.
If we want to go after something, we'll go after something. If we don't, we don't. Like
yeah.
this is our lives. Like we've got to get what we want. We've got to do what we want and with regardless of what other people think.
Preach
it. In it? Like, fuck she, that. What,
she's not to, wrong. She speaks
Are you
facts.
Meant to spend your whole life worrying about what other people are thinking?
Exactly.
Like, you will
oh,
you'll get
no.
nothing done. You
Wait,
will get nothing
guys,
done.
We have the best thing for talking to guys in bars.
Oh my God, guys.
This is our new thing. We send them drinks. Send them a drink.
Oh my God, yeah. Send them a fucking sexy drink. Oh my God,
send
you know,
them
we caused
drink.
A ruckus.
This is what you do.
Right?
We caused a ruckus. But this is what you do, right? You see a guy you like in a bar.
Yeah.
You get the waitress, you get friendly with the waitress, you're like, oh my God, hey, like, I want to send this guy a drink. You send him over
it's
a shot,
subtle.
Let's say tequila. We send him over a shot tequila.
Do you know what?
On
it's
the
good
napkin,
because you don't actually have to get up and walk over.
You have to do nothing. On the napkin, just write, like, hey, like, you know, here's this shot. And then put your Insta
yeah.
or your number and then just put like, sorry if you have a girlfriend, like, oops.
Yeah, so cute.
Like, and then he can, and then the waitress is going to go over and be like, oh, this girl over there sent you this drink. And then he's going to get the drink,
yeah.
see the note. If he's got a girlfriend, you shouldn't take the shot and you should send the shot back.
Yeah, absolutely, boys.
But if you don't have a girlfriend, take the shot. Read the note, add on Insta.
Cute. Then
wave
maybe
across
pop
the bar,
over in the middle of the
pop
night.
Pop over,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's how
Simple.
You do it, girls. We send in boys drinks. It's how
Absolutely.
We make our
We're
moves.
Shooting our shot, babes.
Yeah. And then you don't look desperate. You don't look too keen.
No,
you've
you look
literally
so sexy.
Not. You've not left your seat.
Yeah, legit. And you're not going to leave your seat.
No. He will either come up to you or he won't, and that's it.
And that's it. And then we try again another night. Right?
And then we try again another night.
Like, well, how much is a shot of tequila? £4?
Yeah, a couple pounds.
Couple pounds, depending
it's
where we are.
It's worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The guy's worth it.
If he's,
do it.
Only if he's worth it. Let's not be sending these around willy-nilly.
Yeah, don't be wasting these shots on these random
boys. No, absolutely
boys,
not.
On the good ones, send them a shot. It's sexy. It's confident.
It is so sexy. Like, let's just
the
shoot our
tactic,
shot.
The good tactic. Do you know what? It's just smooth. It's literally just smooth.
It's smooth because then we don't have to do that nervous, like, going over high or making
like
the first conversation.
In,
like, because
like,
that
yeah.
is nerve-wracking.
It is.
But, yeah, let's just fucking do it.
Love it.
Bitches.
Okay, right. Well...
Oh,
on
I just
note,
quickly, I read a DM and it was talking about what we were talking about at the beginning, the question of the week.
Yes.
And it was saying, yeah, but what if you're in a new relationship? Are you messaging your... Say you're in a new relationship, yeah? Say you've
so
got a boyfriend.
About messaging
right.
your ex happy birthday.
Let's say you've got a boyfriend and he messages his ex happy birthday. Oh my fucking God.
Happy fuming.
Happy fucking fuming, right? That is not happening in my house.
That is not happening. If it's a girlfriend who I know he kind of...
Well, it just depends because the thing is, yeah, my mum and her ex-boyfriend, they send letters to each other, catching up.
Yeah, very
Happy
true.
Happy birthday.
Very true.
Catching up. How are your kids? How are your kids? You know, I love that matureness. So it's like, can we just
well,
be
this
mature?
Because I think if I had a new boyfriend...
Yep.
I think I don't think I would message my ex happy birthday because
no,
I feel like
me
I'd
neither.
Be being disrespectful. Because
me too.
There's no need really, like, even though you can end on good terms, you don't have to say HB. Like, I would feel yeah. like I was being disrespectful to my boyfriend if I messaged my
me
ex-boyfriend.
Too.
Happy
I think
birthday.
It all depends. Like, say I'm 23, right? And I was messaging my ex from when I was 16.
That's
right?
different.
It's different. It totally depends. And the thing is, as long as you're being honest and communicating with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, Like, oh, yeah. It's John's birthday today. I just said a quick happy birthday note. You know,
yeah.
If it's super, you know, and he's like, oh, nice, very nice of you.
Yeah.
You know, it, as long as you're being, not keeping it a secret, sketchy. Like if I had a boyfriend and he was messaging his ex happy birthday, never telling me, then I found out, oh my God, like.
Shady.
It's just shady. Like we need to be honest and open and communicate, but also, you know, let's just make sure it's not a silly move.
I think the issue is when it's the most recent ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's the third ex down the line, I think
from
it's
when you were
chill.
17, 18, yeah. Like, I think that is chill.
Yeah, and that's a fine line. It all depends on who your partner was and how, if they were. Yeah.
And how, if your new partner is aware of this person.
Yes, yeah.
Like, because if they're aware of, you know, if you're aware of this person you've spoke about, then maybe you follow each other on Insta. Like,
it's just like being like, Merry Christmas, like Happy New Year. Like, it's just like another one of them.
Yeah. I think as long as you're not keeping it a secret and being shady, and it feels,
I don't feel like I will, to be honest.
I don't feel like I will. No.
No. What's the need? What for?
Well, especially if I had a new boyfriend.
No, if I had a new boyfriend, I wouldn't.
No, you can't. It's not even an option.
No.
It's not even an option. But also, I don't even say happy birthday to people anyway.
You're really bad at happy
birthdays. If I don't fucking see you regularly, why am I saying happy birthday to you? I'm being serious. Yeah. You know, like when we're younger.
I say happy birthday to everyone. I love birthdays.
But like, I remember when we were younger and everyone would post on the Facebook page, it's like, happy birthday.
Yes.
What was the fucking point in that? Say it to my face. Come to my party then, if I know you well enough.
Do it with your chest.
Do it with your fucking chest. Yeah, bring me a present.
bring me a
fucking gift and say happy birthday to my face on the day. Don't put HB on my Facebook page.
I feel like we spoke too much about birthdays on this episode. I'm over it.
It's my
birthday soon. Guys, don't message your ex on your birthday. Done deal. Just don't do it. It's the easiest way.
Yeah,
just don't. All right. End of.
Let's just not
Thanks
do
it. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Wait, we need a quote, man.
Oh, we need a quote. Don't message your ex on her birthday. That's a quote.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's just not do it. Then we don't even have these issues. I'm fucking debating.
Back and forth. Just don't fucking do it.
Yeah, just don't fucking do it. There's your fucking answer, everyone. Oh, no, listen, I think it's a sign, yeah? I just opened my Pinterest. The quote that's at the top, very simple, down to the point. Trust your intuition. Like, simple, right? It was just there on the top.
I feel like we can find a better question.
Okay, you
trust
find a better
your
one.
Intuition.
But it's fucking true. Like, it's simple. But it's like, if
simple
we always...
goes a long way
if
sometimes.
If we always follow our gut, we're never going to make a mistake.
I like this one.
Go on.
I say this one to my thoughts board. You won't see red flags if you keep wearing rose-coloured glasses.
Exactly, babes.
Did we hear that?
Red flags are like little signals from the angels being like, watch out, watch
Stop.
Out. Stop. Yeah. End it.
Careful. Abort mission.
Legit. They actually are.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you
next Wednesday with a girl talk.
And
we love you so much. Thank you
love
so
you
much
lots.
For tuning
see
in.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.